Welcome to the Asia Business Investor Podcast. Karen Wu has kindly joined us to share her views on fashion, entrepreneurship, and working in Shanghai, China. Karen Wu was raised and grew up in Southern California, but moved to Shanghai to set up a fashion label called Kalini. Hope you enjoy this interview. Hello, Karen. Thanks for joining us on the Asia Business Investor Podcast.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Could you start by telling us a bit more about yourself?
Sure. I grew up in Orange County, Los Angeles area in California, and went to UCLA, studied economics, and I was an options and futures broker for about 3 years before I moved out to Shanghai to start Kalini brand.
Okay. So what made you interested in working in Shanghai and also in the fashion business?
I've always been interested in fashion. I just wanted to build up some capital before coming out here and starting the brand. But I actually visited Shanghai for the first time one summer during college, and I fell in love with it, and I thought that this would be a great opportunity for someone like me in an emerging market. And it's less competitive here, and the potential consumerism here is pretty great. So I thought this would be a good time.
Right. So can you tell us a bit more about, is it Kalini?
Yes. It's a vintage-inspired contemporary line. We do in-house production. We use a lot of vintage fabrics, and we also help other designers with production here, other companies from the States.
So how did you start the business?
When I came out here, I just did a little bit of research and development for about 5 months, and then I registered the company as a local company in partnership with some friends, and because I thought that was the most advantageous for a small company like myself. And we opened up a shop near Xintiandi in downtown Shanghai. And so far it's been really great. We have a lot of expats that live out here, so I've had a lot of good support system.
Right. So what type of customers do you have actually?
They are mostly expats, but there's a gradual increase in Chinese consumers as they try to pick up and understand the aesthetic that Kalini has. But it is a learning process for me as well, because the Chinese customer is very picky, they're very frugal, and they need a lot of explanation to try to understand. So
yeah,
it's been interesting.
Setting up a new business, a new brand in a different country from scratch, there must have been a lot of challenges. Can you tell us about some of them?
Yeah, for me, because I was born and raised in California, there's a huge language barrier. But I overcame that really fast just because I am Chinese American. So automatically when I came here, people started speaking to me right away in Chinese. So I picked up the language pretty fast. But I guess understanding the negotiation process, and it's also a balancing act of control between the negotiator and me. But I guess the biggest thing is just patience, because it requires a lot of what seems like unnecessary talking and discussing and going over the same things, but it's just them trying to build the guanxi and the relationships. So I learned a lot of patience in doing that. And the whole saying, time is money, is pretty much lost on them. They move at a different pace, which is fine. We just have to move at their pace.
So where do you see Kalini in a few years' time?
Well, hopefully we can start exporting back into the States. We were planning on doing that last year, but due to the economic situation worldwide, we put that on hold. And more exposure for the brand elsewhere other than in China. And we do want to continue doing production for ourselves and for other companies who want to produce in China but who don't necessarily want to be here in China, or who don't have the connections or the know-how.
So what inspires you? I mean, you have to be quite a creative person and quite a risk, obviously, in coming out of California into Shanghai to do this. So what inspires you?
Many things. My husband, of course. Vintage clothing in itself is beautiful. It's timeless. It's a lot of thought is put into these clothes to make them timeless, and I don't think a lot of people understand that. I do travel a lot. I try to travel as much as I can to get inspirations from different cultures. I do enjoy like a European trip every once in a while, and I do get a lot of inspiration from, say, San Francisco, LA, my home roots.
Right. How would you sort of describe the Killeen brand to some of our listeners who kind of, I'm sure we'll look it up to find some more information about your clothing line?
It's contemporary sportswear, and we do men's and women's, and it's vintage inspired. We do a lot of separates and also dresses.
And you have a store, I think you mentioned before, in Shanghai.
Yeah, we did have a store when we first began. Currently, we're just working out of a studio in downtown Shanghai, and we're looking for a new location to open
up. Many of our listeners, where would they go to actually find more information about your label?
Yeah, they can visit us at www.kailini.com. And we also have a fashion blog that we just finished. It's vainlane.com, VAINLANE, where we take photo pictures of street fashion.
Yeah, and we critique. I've actually been on the blog. I found it was really interesting. I mean, you've got people, looks like from lots of different places, sending you pictures of good-looking clothing that they see, right?
Yeah, we created Vain Lane a few months ago because it's a really interesting fashion all over the world. So especially in particular Shanghai. So we have a great photographer, Natalie Wang. She travels a bit and she takes pictures for us of street fashion. And it's good and bad, and we critique that. And we also have, for the blog, items of clothing that people can purchase, and we offer websites that have similar items. So it's very easy for them, if they like a particular outfit, to go ahead and purchase it online.
So they can go to the blog and have a look at something that's they like, and then purchase something that's very similar to it, right?
Correct. And they also can make comments. It's very interactive. It's really fun, and I think a lot of people would really enjoy it.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks for your time, Cairn.
Thank you so much, Nicholas.
Well, I hope you found that interesting. China, it can be quite a challenging market, and it's really interesting to hear stories like that from Cairn about entrepreneurs and how they go about cracking the Chinese market, especially in terms of building a brand and cracking being in the fashion industry. In any regards, I hope you enjoyed the podcast and look forward to bringing you some future episodes. You'll be able to find the links in the podcast notes to Cairn's website, Killeen. Thanks for your time.